Hi everyone, this is Yannick Taylor, the writer and creator of Black Trans and Beautiful, and the author and the mind behind the fictional story on this podcast, Mystic June. I pray that you all are enjoying Mystic June. This story is near and dear to my heart. It means a lot to me that you will take the time and listen, but I do want everybody to do something for me. I need your help in keeping this podcast and Mystic June and everything that Diamond and I do on this podcast. I need that to keep going. So if you can please, if you're able to, just share the links. Let everybody know what we're doing over here. Also, you can PayPal me your love tokens at paypal.me/YannickTaylor. That helps keep the lights on. Also, leave us a review on Stitcher or iTunes. That helps us to grow and it gives us feedback. If you have ideas for Mystic June or for the podcast, or if you want to hit us up in our fan mail bag or for our upcoming advice column, you can email us at btransbpodcast@gmail.com. We'll love you forever. Follow us on Twitter at btransbpodcast. We love you so much. And be sure to check out our merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/blacktransbeautiful. We'll have some new products coming up for you. We love you so much. And if you want early access, or if you just want to be a patron, you can check us out at our patron page, patreon.com/btbpodcast, or patron.podbean.com/btb. We'll love you forever. And you can also cash app us at $ Yannick T Music. That helps us to grow as well. We'll love you forever. This helps keep the podcast going. It helps us, you know, with hosting, and helps us really reach out and expand the brand. We have some great things coming in 2019. We love you. Let's start on chapter 4 of Mystic June. I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to enjoy this. We're going to pick up where June is meeting with her date, John. We're going to get into the capers of Cordelia and Thomas, and we're going to see where Trenton's head is right now. So with that being said, let's start the story and the show. Live, love, and be free. Smooches. Mystic June, Chapter 4, The Continuance of Life. Music, Miami Nights Extended Theme by Kevin MacLeod. Creative Commons license available.
Hi, June. It's finally nice to meet you, John says as he pulls out my chair like the perfect gentleman. He's wearing the crap out of this black suit, and his white tie is impeccable taste. This little chocolate man has gotten my attention. It's great to meet you as well, John. I'm surprised that we're even out. I don't typically go on dates with my customers.
Well, June, I'm just thankful that you didn't throw something at me or call me a pervert.
Well, do I have any cause to believe that you are one?
No, not at all. You know how women are nowadays. Well, excuse me, not trying to sound misogynistic, but you know how people are very safe. Up, I see you caught yourself. Yes, and I myself am very careful because I have ran into my share of schemers, scammers, and what do they call these kids call people stunt queens now? I don't know. I heard my niece and nephew call them that.
Oh gosh, my son Trenton does the same thing. He has all these new slang terms and all this rap music. And you know, as a parent, I have to listen to that.
You know, I do my nieces and nephews the same way when they hang out with me.
As we continue the conversation, I notice that he's family oriented. He mentions his kids, his nieces and nephews.
and I decide that I do open up to him about Trenton. Now, John, I do want to say that Trenton is not actually my child. He's actually my nephew, but I've been raising him since he was a baby. My sister, Jonelle, was actually killed in a car accident when she was very young, and it really hurt me to my heart. And it's crazy that my sister and I were all named after months of the year. Her name is Jonelle May, but I call her Jo May, and that was my baby. But fortunately, she was killed in a car accident, hit and run type of accident. And Trenton always knew me as Auntie June, but since he's come to live with me, he calls me Mom or Mama June or whatever.
I commend you on that, June. I commend you on that. I myself am adopted. My parents couldn't afford to care for me. And this was during the height of craziness in the 70s. And they both got strung out. So my aunt actually adopted me as well. So I sympathize with you. And I'm glad that you're being a positive role model in his life.
Well, I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
Let's go ahead and order, June. Let's go ahead and order. I see the waiter's coming.
Hi. Thank you for choosing our establishment tonight.
What can I get you all to drink? We'll let the lady order first.
I would like a white wine, white Zinfandel.
And for you, sir?
I'll have the same. Bring me your best champagne.
And June, you can order whatever you want. Tonight is all about you.
I am very much excited. Very much excited.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love it when Auntie Giselle and Auntie Janelle have to watch over me, but I feel like I'm too grown for this. But hey, I understand. Moms doesn't trust me just yet, but just wait till I'm 16. I'm gonna do my thug thizzle.
Okay. Auntie Gigi, this is how you have to hit the boss. You can't just be wilding out. Look, Killer Boy, I know what I'm doing. I done studied this on YouTube. Don't be playing with me. Your auntie gonna get you.
Really, Auntie, do you just really... Oh my gosh, you are beating my score. Like, really? Really, Auntie Gigi?
Little boy, don't ever underestimate me, okay? Look, I ain't always been young. Now, I did play my little Nintendo and PlayStation. Heck, I might still sneak on the Xbox and PlayStation 4 every now and then.
Oh, is that so, Auntie Gigi? I challenge you.
Oh, yes, this is a challenge. If I win, you've got to tell me what's really going on between you and Star, because I noticed that you haven't been talking about her lately.
I pause the game. Auntie Gigi, promise not to tell Mom.
Just tell me, nephew. Just tell me. Just tell me. Well, you know, Star was cheating on me with one of the football players. And I don't know if I want to trust her again or not. She's saying that she wants to try it one more time.
Stop right there, nephew.
Honey, you have a lot to live for. And this is just teenage love. Don't let that girl take you down a path that you don't need to go down. There will be others like her. And you're going to have to kiss many, many frogs and toadettes. I like the way I said that. Toadettes.
I did too.
But, you know, there's plenty of other flowers in the field. And if she can't see things your way, then you're going to have to just move on. And she's going to have to get over it.
Thank you, Auntie. I really needed that. I do have another young lady that's been trying to talk to me, but I just want to keep it at the friends level right now.
Ooh, what is her name? Oh my gosh, Auntie, why are you doing this? Her name is Jess. She's in the band. She's also in one of my math classes, and we often work together on projects. Mom has met her a few times. And Mom is cool with her parents. I'm thinking about having her come over for dinner, her and her parents one night, you know, because I'm really feeling her, but I want to make sure my head is in the right place.
You know what, little boy? You are too grown for your own age. You are 14, about to be 15, and you are just so grown. Well, Auntie Gigi, I have you and my mom to thank for that, you know, and then you know, all of the male figures that I have in my life, such as Mr. Sutton at school, you know, Reverend Johnson, and of course, you know, all of the people in my life, basically, you know, and even my dad, although I don't talk about him much because I want him to get himself together. It's okay, son, I understand. And he's getting himself together. I know, Auntie Gigi. That's a whole nother story for another day. Now, as you have the story, June Artisan is actually my aunt, but she raised me when my mother, Janelle May, was killed in a tragic accident. It was a hit and run case. Some say it's an accident, but we never really knew what happened because her body was just found laying in the street and no one would come forth. My dad, with whom I carry the namesake of, Trenton, he's been a crazy character at times. After my mom's death, he actually lost it. He lost his mind, went through a hard depression, and I didn't know who he was. Actually, I knew of him, but didn't really know who he was until 2 years ago, until Mama June took me to go see him, and he thanked her for doing something that he wished he could have. And she congratulated him on his sobriety, on being clean for 6 months at the time, and for him working and building himself back up. He did check himself into a mental facility to get help with his mental illness. And he writes letters. He'll call me. And I'm so grateful for that. He even taught me how to be a respectful young man and not to be like these other men out here disrespecting women, disrespecting people, and to stand up for myself, even with the recent assault on Black lives. He let me know that he is concerned and that he's praying for me. But I also applaud Mama June for not holding that back for me, even though he had his issues. She finds it in her heart to be very forgiving, even with this dude Thomas that broke her heart. Now, I can't wait till I get my hands on him one of these days. Up. I got you now, Trenton. I got you now. Auntie Gigi, how did you do that? Like, really, how did you do that? How did you do that, Auntie Gigi? Don't worry about it. I have my magic. Now, let's go on ahead, put this game up. Have you finished your assignments before this little break? Auntie Gigi, you know me. Let me read over your essay, boy, before you turn that in. I know you were a student and all of that, but I still got to check over your work. Here you go, Auntie Gigi. Here you go. I'm glad I finally got this paperwork so I can get Cordelia off my back. Oh my gosh. I had no choice but to sign the deal. But what she doesn't know is I have some hidden things that even she can't get her hands on. But what she doesn't know is I've been working behind the scenes. I'm so glad my boy Claude came through for me. Claude, thank you. Thank you so much for looking out for me. Oh, yes. This Cordelia, she's quite a character. Seems like she's been married one time after you, actually. And she tried to do him in the same way. However, there were stipulations in his will to where she could not have any of the company because he figured out that she was nothing but a gold digger, and he changed his will over so it would go to his children. And it's a case pending now where they're actually looking for her in an assault and attempted murder case. That is all I needed to know, Claude. Now I have something to hold over her head. I'm glad I cleared my calendar for the day. Glad I don't have any meetings for today. Claude, let's have a round of golf in celebration. Cordelia, you are going down, my dear. Well, I'm going to have to pass on today, Thomas. I have some things I have to do. I have to go pick up my kids from school today, and you know how it is with those kids in private school. Hey, man, I understand. Spend time with your family, but I owe you a round of golf. I owe you a lot. Don't mention it. I just hate to see someone played for a fool, but I'm glad that we're catching this Cordelia in action. Sorry, man, that your ex-wife is hassling you like that. It's okay. Speak of the devil. Here she comes now. Hi there, how are you?
Thomas, I'll see you later.
And who was that, Thomas?
One of my business associates just handed me some paperwork that we needed for the office today.
I'm so glad that you entered into this glorious deal with me. Now you don't have to worry about that nasty tape leaking out.
Well, Cordelia, we all know that it's doctored up, and even someone with the master skills can tell that that video is doctored up. But I know something that you don't want everybody to know. Let's talk about your husband, Tim Baker.
What? How do you know about him? We haven't spoken to each other almost in over 10 years.
I do know that you tried to kill him for his money as well as his children. Now, we don't want that dirty secret coming out, do we? Now that I have some dirt on you, let's end this madness. Let's say I let you have $250,000 for all of your quote-unquote pain and suffering, although you were the one who wanted the divorce, although you were the one that signed a prenup that didn't even ask for alimony.
Thomas, you have no idea what you're doing.
Oh, I have every idea what I'm doing. You've just got on my bad side. First off, you try to take over a company that I built from the ground up. That is my pride and joy. Then you ruin a relationship with someone that I truly love. How dare you?
Thomas, you ruined it yourself. You could have told her that you were married before.
Cordelia, that still doesn't give you the right.
Oh, and Thomas, while you think you have dirt on me, I know about all the shady business dealings that went on in the start of this business.
Where's your proof?
This diva never kisses and tell. So I advise you, play by my rules or die trying to get out of it.
Will June and John hit it off? Is this a match made in heaven? Will Cordelia finally have her way after all? And what is really going on with Trenton and Star? Join us for Chapter 5 of Mystic June, coming soon.